Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dope.
Are you a macaholic?
Well, goddamn it, I wanted to just listen to that shit to see why I had it before. And I could only say, man, I was just influenced by some bullshit. That's a fucked up interest. I got some things I want to talk about, you know. I'm trying to find this real dope that I had written, but looked like I'm going to have to go with something else. Hey, but anyway, I don't know if you guys been paying attention to this fucking shit that's going on, you know, with this brother that just got killed in goddamn Tennessee, but I sure hope you motherfuckers understand that shit can happen to you. I mean, these police, anywhere, they ain't got to be black. I mean, they ain't got to be white police. They could be some black ones. You see that? It's just fucked up that we got to go through this shit every time, you know, we want something. But it's a fact. We do got to go through it. So I'm telling you, man, it ain't nothing that you think you got a right for. Work them motherfuckers beating your ass and killing you. I wouldn't give a fuck, man. Do what the fuck you want to do as far as pull me over illegally. But about, you know, having me run down the street and call for my mom and all that goddamn shit. Man. When you're a man, it's just the little things that you do make such a big fucking difference. You know, between you and the other motherfuckers out there, you want to be different. I mean, not different, you know, like a whole different person, but what I'm saying, there's too many motherfuckers crowding your lane. So you got to create your own lane. And you do that by figuring out what the fuck you need to do in whatever situation. You don't be doing what every other motherfucker do, because every other motherfucker is getting fucked up. I just think it's really fucked up that we got to go through this shit. What I'm saying is, I'm the kind of motherfucker, I know everything out here, every goddamn thing belongs to my black ass. And it belongs to me because I already took it. And believe me, man, words are not enough. I don't give a fuck what you say. It's the things that you do in the name of this abadabba that matters. Everything I do has something to do with my overall philosophy of being the proper man. So in that regard, I put my work in constantly. You got to put your work in before you want to be, you know, recognized as a real motherfucker as far as this shit go. This abadabba is about show and tell. This is not about I say this, I say that, I can do this, I can do that. No, it's not. See, a lot of motherfuckers be talking about what I'm going to do. No. Me. They be talking about what I'm doing. Some of them understand and they shout encouraging words at every chance they get. Some of them shout angry words based on me not being up with the times. You see, I don't want to be up with the times. Because times change. And you're going to be constantly changing. if you keep up with the times. But you know what don't change? Being a motherfucking man. Taking care of your business, doing what you got to do for you, and if you got a family, your damn family. It ain't got nothing to do with the clothes you got on. It ain't got nothing to do with the car you drive. It ain't got nothing to do with how much money you make. It got something to do with what the fuck effort you put in representing you take care of business. Shit. I be talking about all kinds of shit. And you see, there's something that you guys, you young men, will never know about an OG like me. Insults cannot hurt me in any manner because my life and my past is right in front of you. So my point is, anything you say, I can top you. Why? Because you fucking listening to me. I don't care if you don't think I'm shit, but if you don't listen to me. Because ain't no way in the world I'm going to sit up and listen to a motherfucker that I don't think is shit. I cover myself now. And I covered myself when I was in the streets. Because I knew these days would come and I would need a spotless record, which I have. You know, as far as not being in touch, you know, that claim, it would have to mean that I'm not synchronized with what makes the world go round today. Now, think about it. Can that really be truth? I mean, what would you call a motherfucker that has a formal education? What would you call a motherfucker that excels in technology-driven learning? What would you call a motherfucker that's educated in the top 1% of his master's program, graduated with a 4.0? And I've lived to speak about life and all its wonders. What would you call a motherfucker who communicates with CEOs, education professors, and as easily as I communicate with them, I communicate with other administrators, as well as gangbanging motherfuckers. It never ceases to amaze me at the lack of insight to life I'm shown on a daily basis by these young men who believe they know everything. I mean, they don't all try to insult me. Some of them try to school me. But I'm just saying, I thought I knew it all when I, you know, was their age too. So I can't be mad at them. But back then, knowing it all included knowing how to recognize shit from sugar. It didn't make any difference what form that motherfucker showed itself in. But when priceless information was bestowed on me, whether it was about Dabba Dabba or about life in general, I always listen. That's why I'm so goddamn sharp. I thought I knew everything as far as how I acted and what I did, but inherently I knew I did not know everything. I never in my life felt as though I was jocking some motherfucker because I was listening to him. But I damn sure hung on to the motherfuckers every word for months or even years. I'm not dated. I'm totally up to date with my shit. I'm just a mature motherfucker, stable in where I'm coming from. I'm a mature gentleman of leisure. My course may have changed from what it once was, but I have not changed one iota and am just as dedicated to what I'm chasing right now as I was when I was 20. I'm so much so into what I'm doing, I'm redirecting myself to it. I mean, we all know somebody that's, you know, thinking beyond where you are in life. And hopefully you know who is as valuable to you as who I know is to me. So let me hit you to how an older motherfucker told me to deal with an aggressive female. One time I was on an interview, I sat and spoke with two hosts, a black man and a black woman. You know, they warned me that they was going to be hard on me, you know, because they didn't really respect where I was coming from. And if I wanted to, I could back out. And, you know, they telling me right before the camera started rolling that they going to attack me. Man, I told them motherfuckers, man, don't ask no question that you don't want to know the truth about. So we started interviewing, and before long, you know, this fine-ass black bitch, you know, I guess she thought she was dealing with a sucker or something that, you know, couldn't stand questioning and shit. So she challenged me. She challenged me on some shit. You know, she challenged me on having to be forceful or to be lying or to use drugs to entice women. Or not entice them, but force them to to hoe. So I say, you know, you remember that cop show, Starsky and Hutch? And she said, no. And I say, well, that was actually before your time. You know, maybe 10 years before your time. But that's where your mind is. That's where you're thinking. You're thinking about a motherfucker having to force somebody to do something. But then again, you could be right up to date thinking that I'm a trafficker or something. Well, she said, isn't that what you're doing? Girl, I said, girl, no, that ain't what I'm doing. I'm pimping. You know, first and foremost, a trafficker uses drugs and all those techniques and all that shit, but he also had a bitches chained up to the bed and all in one room and, you know, have them shooting them up with dope and shit. Now, you can say that's what I do if you want to, but if you want to really know what I do, I pimp. I get dressed in the morning. I go wherever I'm going. Now bitches with me, they wherever they at, they in their own apartments, don't sleep, doing whatever the fuck they doing. But when it's time to wake up and go to work, them motherfuckers get up and go to work. I ain't nowhere around. I don't be making no bitch do nothing. And she say, well, I just cannot believe that. How are you getting to do what they do? I told that bitch, you know, if you keep talking to me, I'm going to catch your motherfucking, I'm going to catch your ass right here on the camera. Now, you got to understand, a nigga is ready for any kind of situation because I'm laced. I don't care what, it could have been a black police bitch. I don't give a fuck. I didn't got at a police bitch before, and the bitch knew I was a pimp. But she couldn't say nothing to me because I'm talking to her like I talk. I ain't encouraging you to do a motherfucking thing. But listen, any motherfucking way, this bitch, this interview bitch, she started trying to challenge what I'm saying some more, that I couldn't catch her. And I say, look, I'm already in your head. I know what I'm doing. That bitch said, you couldn't get in my head. I said, ain't you following my conversation? And she said, well, I'm interviewing you. Yeah, but aren't you listening to my answers? And she said, yes. And I said, well, watch. Watch and see. Motherfuckers like me have that ability to say something that ain't got nothing to do with catching you, and it be what catch you. So, first and foremost, you got to know how to deal with aggressive women. And I had this all planned out before I even went to the interview, because I had already heard how they was going to try to dog me. All I had to do was be finesseful and finesse that female host into a debate, which you see, I already got her debating. And she took the fucking bait and started challenging me about my being able to take her home or not. Now, what you don't know is that the more she denies me not being able to take her home, the more she's inviting me to try. And it's up to me to know if I can do it or not. So what I'm saying is, this bitch think she's challenging me. But what she's doing is falling right into my trap. Because, see, the thing is about bait, you got to know how to fish. You got to know how to fish. And once you cast your line, you got to know what's supposed or should happen. And all that bitch had to do was respond to me taking her home. That's all. Just, she had to use that phrasing, taking her home. And when she do, or when she did, it was like a double whammy of some motherfucking crank or something. I was like fucking sprung. I knew it wouldn't be, you know, positive shit she was gonna say about me taking her home. So God damn it. The next thing she said, because I was telling her, oh, I could take you home. And the bitch said, oh, I doubt that. I'm not broke enough for that. Now, I really know I got her now. She's thinking a woman gotta be broke to fuck with me. I was like, girl, she said, why do you keep calling me girl? Because she sounds like my daughter, and she's 8. I said, I've called professors and women that were already rich. And she comes out, well, you can't catch me. And then she said it again, you can't catch me. Think about this. This is a host, and she's denying that I could catch her, which ain't no big deal. But what I'm saying is, this motherfucker is talking to a pimp about catching her. And you can see she's just moving around and shit. So what I'm saying is, I looked at the camera and I said, you all are being privileged to watch a real man at work catching an aggressive-ass woman. See, because you guys don't know, at Sidewalk University, we learn not to indulge a female who's combative. You tease them with statements that questions their character or their integrity, which is no upset them. You achieve this, upsetting them, and you can have her. Because she's very emotional now. So you just keep tapping on them emotions. That bitch is going to fall for you. Now that I got her emotional, all I had to do was, like, get the lady upset at me and then ignore her and start speaking to the male host as if she wasn't even there. So I told the dude, you see, man, if you was a conversationist like me, you would know what to watch for when you have a motherfucking woman. Bitches, and he cut me out. Hold up, man. You don't have to call her a bitch. So I say, okay, Captain Sailor Ho. And he looked at me, and I smashed him. Look, man, you ask, how does a pimp catch a potential hoe? And I'm catching her as we speak. And he said, how do you know that? I said, well, if you notice, look at her nostrils. See how flared they are? Because I got her really upset. Oh, shit. I'm doing all this talking. My computer been fucking up, so I don't even know if Colin is calling me and Rainey looking at her. But anyway, I say, look at her fucking nose. They all flared. That's excitement, man, and intrigue. And it's bordering on her taking her panties off right now. Hey, now you got to understand, I ain't even looking at her. I'm talking to dude, and I'm very serious with dude, and I'm telling him, she damn near want to take her panties off. You know, a man like me noticed that kind of shit. And then she couldn't take it no more. I'm not excited. At SWU, we learn how to ignore a woman. And we know what it does. It forces her to interrupt your flow. Excuse me. Now, when she does interrupt you, she's no longer on her trip about combating whatever you're talking about. She's fully enthralled and trying to trip me up in what I'm saying. But I'm much sharper than her. I'm much sharper than most. And she don't even realize she's in quicksand. I looked at her and I said, that's what your mouth say, but your body language and your eyes are saying something else. You do know I'm fluent in body language, don't you? Then I looked at the nails to ignore that bitch some more. And I said, you see how wide her eyes open? Like she's on cocaine or something. Some kind of drug. She is on something, all right. She's on my black ass. And the fact that I was ignoring her was killing her. It was killing her. And then I looked at her. And this was fine. That's a motherfucking tip. And I said, you get paid on that track. Shit. If you just let me lace you, you wouldn't even need this shit. And I kid you not. I kid you not. She looked at me and said, oh, really? How much do you think I'd make? Now, right there. I got her. Oh, already see, I got her. Man, this game is a motherfucker. You got to know when she's on your mind. I do. And she, think of this. She's on her show asking me of him. How much money do I think she would make? Come on, man. As a fisherman, I got to know how to reel them in. But I fish big. I don't just have her on my line. I have the host and the audience on my motherfucking line. And to let them all know I knew it, I looked into the camera. I said, now. Besides her nostrils flaring and her eyes wide open, she is now asking me how much can she make. I'm a fly-ass motherfucking pimp. And about how much could you make? That remains to be seen. But just so you don't get it twisted, I want the audience. Then I look back at the motherfucking two hosts. I want the audience to see, here you have a sophisticated black woman sitting on camera asking a pimp, how much can she make? And you still want to believe, I can't have this motherfucking woman. And then at that point, the dude said, you know what? Her nostrils are flared and her eyes are sprung. I think she is interested in you. Oh, I'm sorry, 610. What's up?
What's up, bud? How are you?
I'm good, brother.
Real quick, man, I'm listening, sitting back listening to your story. That was an incredible story. I just wanted to ask a question. Was you able to spot those body language and those signs before you got into the game, or was it after you started getting into the street where you mastered that? Like, that's my question.
Check this out, man. Body language. Now, let's say you talking to a bro. And to answer that question first, I learned it after I got sharp in the game. But what taught me this shit was getting at so many women. So what I'm saying is, let's say you're talking to a bro, and she, you know, cross her legs or her ankles or whatever, but she sort of turns towards you. You got to turn that into a meaning. Anything she does, you got to make it a meaning. Even if it's wrong, and I'll tell you what I'm talking about in a minute. What I'm saying is, when she turned her legs towards you, you got to comment on it. Oh, you know, I notice every time you cross your legs and look towards me, you have a big old smile on your face. And she might smile mm-hmm. about that. But what I'm saying is, the very next time she do it, you just mentioned, where's that big old smile? And before mm-hmm. you know it, when she do it, she thinks about me expecting a smile. And the bitch does. Right. You do that with everything she does. When she purses her lips, when she bat her eyes, it means something. That's what I call body language. I'm fluid in it because it means what I want it to mean, period. Just like some people speak Spanish, some people speak French. They're all different words, but they mean the same thing. I'm telling mm-hmm. you, man. This is when you make body language official, it riles you up when you see the bitch doing this, that, and the other, especially after you acknowledge that you see it. Because after you acknowledge it and she does it again, she's speaking your language. Because if she didn't want to mean that, she wouldn't do it again because you didn't tell her what it means. Shit, come on, man. That's psychology.
I love it.
I'm telling you, you got to be sharp like that. You can't just depend on talking to a woman. Man, how do you think pimps catch? They ain't worried about what they saying. Nigga don't give a fuck what he say because he bouncing off what the bitch say anyway. What he care about is how he look while he talking. How much sense what he's saying is making, according to him. The bitch mm-hmm. totally disagree, and you just explain your version. She can't do nothing but accept it. The dudes be too soft. That's why pimps catch. Pimps don't need to be from Chicago to go to Chicago to catch a Chicago bitch. I ain't got to mm-hmm. be from Jamaica to go to Jamaica and catch a Jamaican bitch. I'm catching women. Mm-hmm. I ain't catching no ethnicity. All bitches think the same. They just have variations of how they think it. But they all want a motherfucker that ain't scared to be himself. And that's what I teach. Because I ain't never changing for no broad. Period. We could bump heads and fall out. Hey, we could bump heads.
I love it, but I appreciate you.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just gonna get off this phone because I appreciate you, and that was a very beautiful way to put it. And just still listening to you, man, you're still giving up so many jewels. I know you could go deeper, but I really appreciate you doing this. Is the Smoking Section, and we rocking with you, baby. Keep doing your thing. I'm gonna go
smoking
back.
Smoking Section. What's up, baby? That's right.
What's
up? That's
listen,
right.
Man, you our spiritual advisor over here. And
okay,
I was
man. Hey, I love that, man. I love that, bro. 16. Yeah, I got to remember you when I see that number. Thanks. I appreciate
it. It's all good, man. Thank you.
Hey,
thank you. Keep doing your thing.
You know it, man. I'm going to keep doing it. Now, check this out. Now, as I'm speaking, I'm realizing that not only am I really a master fisherman, my line got multiple hooks on it. and my line can pull in multiple different kinds of fish at the same time. Because I don't know who in this fucking audience listening to me too, as far as I know all of them is, but somebody in that audience is really listening. But after the dude say, I think she is interested in you. You know, I did my little mustache move. Yeah, you know. And I said, yeah, you know, and I told that motherfucker, trust me, she is. But I wouldn't mess with her with a 10-foot pole. I say, she's like a disease. And I don't want to get that shit and bring it around all my hoes. Then I looked at the audience again. I just wanted you all to see how a fly-ass motherfucker go about his business. That shit was just too cold. And listen to this. I'm very serious. Most people don't even understand why out of all the motherfuckers in the Fast Life, the pimp has always been embraced the most. It's because the pimp has history in the community. The pimp was the first black person after slavery that said, fuck that shit. I'm as good as any motherfucking white, and I'm not as good or better. And if you don't believe it, get that movie Cotton Club and see Lawrence Fishburne. He was the black pimp, and he was the first black person to walk in the front doors of the Cotton Club. Or actually, it was the Apollo. But it was the Cotton Club on here. Think about it. This is a club in Harlem. I think it was owned by some black people. I'm not sure. But what it was white people doing all the shows and shit there. And made niggas come in the back door. You couldn't come in the front to see that whoever they had there. And Bumpy, the nigga say, man, fuck that. And he went in. And this is where you see pimps ain't no punks. He went in and the bouncers tried to cross him in the bathroom. He beat the ass. And the head motherfucker that was talking that shit, niggas got to go in the back. The head motherfucker got his head dumped in the toilet. You say, niggas ain't never going in the back no more. Look, that was dope, man. And after that shit, the rest is just history. But what I'm saying is, that shit is true. Niggas was the first black motherfuckers to have cars. They was the first black motherfuckers to be suited and booted. And he wasn't no undertaker or a minister. They was the first motherfuckers to show they can live. I ain't, you know, gonna hide. We was first. I'm just completing the first month of a new semester. And I'm telling you, these dudes listening to me, gathering their courage as they can as we make big strides. And they're learning the ins and outs of conversation. They're learning how to conduct an engaging conversation, and they ain't even hitting on the bitch. It's rewarding, I'm telling you, to see the progression of these young brothers whose diction sounds like they're speaking with their goddamn mouth full of marbles. And it's just beautiful when you see, you know, what that progress does for a brother who made those adjustments, and now his voice sounds charming. He could have been charming all the time. He didn't know. You can't really deny shit because the motherfucker don't know. It's not ignorance. It's exposure. He just haven't been exposed. Practice makes perfect. I'm sure you heard that. I feel my position. And I always felt that I did shit or do shit in a major way. And I know that I represent a successful motherfucker from the streets. But I haven't been in the motherfucking street environment for over 20 years. And I'm proud to say I still have a lifelong respect from the major players of today. I get to feel that adulation that driving a Rolls Royce and being a young pimp. And they see me. I know how they feel. They all had stories, of course, and you know, that I didn't remember when they met me, you know, the first time they see me, boo-boo. But what I'm saying is most of them didn't meet me. They saw American Pimp. I was an idol to them, an inspiration, and look at the motherfuckers now. I owned the world at one time. Me and Tay, we shared it. And now I own my little corner of it. But I see I'm welcomed and allowed with respect to come into any motherfucker's world that's in this game. And being a practicing student again, they respect me. That's because even with all this shit I talk, no motherfucker has ever been able to, nor will they ever be able to, find a blemish on my pimping. You'd have heard about it by now. Some motherfucker would have told you, I remember this nigga did this. I remember this nigga did that. You know, motherfucker would be lying if they'd said it, but, you know, you ain't heard it, so you know I ain't did it. I earned all I receive, and I did it because of my staunch belief in this abadabra. I mean, I picked up bits and pieces from all over, but it all taught me what I know. Said I earned it all, and I received, and I don't know how many motherfucking OGs respect what I'm doing now. And they understand why. I was not ridiculed for trying to wake up the dead, as we used to say. The major players in parts of the game I was not in had the same motherfucking respect for me, for the effort that I'm putting in to get you guys to see through clear glasses. I'm entertaining to them. Because most of them are dinosaurs and only rely on their minds to think. But to them, the computer is fun. I heard of you, but never had the pleasure of meeting you. I hear that no less than 100 times a week when I'm at functions. Well, at functions, I hear it more. But I'm saying not when I'm at functions, when I'm not at functions. I just hear it. Now, what I'm saying, rebel those dudes. You know, they have the same thing to say. See, because we all want to represent Big Abadabra. And there's room for whoever is worthy. There is none of this gang bullshit where you want to beat up everybody because they're trying to be worthy. You welcome them. 702, what's up?
Yo, what's up, Rosebud? I just got a quick question, man. Hey, so which one of your courses on your website, man, will be due to the game and, like, being on a blade and knocking on a blade?
Well, bro, I don't focus on that. I focus on having game. So what I'm saying is all of my shit you can use, but you got to use it through how you think. Now, I talk with regular working motherfuckers, but I know several pimps. You know them too, and I ain't missing their name, but they bought my shit, and it just helped them clear up because it explains all the shit they was guessing about. But I'm talking about being a man. I ain't talking about being no pimp. So what I'm saying is a real man do this, that, and the other. You just put the word pimp there, man, and you'll understand. A real woman is like this. Put the word hoe there, and you'll see the same thing.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm hearing you, baby.
All right, man. So, you know, go on there and get something. Let me hook you up.
All right.
Now, you guys, I'm very, very serious when I be saying this shit. the Abba Dabba has a Hall of Fame. And I wonder what do Hall of Fame motherfuckers think when they put one of their own to rest. I mean, I can only imagine. 517, what's up with you?
Professor, how you doing? That's Cameo.
Cameo, what's happening?
Nothing much. Just seen you was on. Just figured I'd tap in with you. I ain't seen your show in a minute. But I've been keeping up with the... Huh?
No, go ahead. You've been keeping up with what?
Just been keeping up with life. You know what I'm saying? Doing everything that God want me to do and leaving everything else in his hands. I'm continuing to grow. I'm continuing to have progress and move towards what I want out of life. And I just want to say thank you again.
Hey, you can't ask for more than that, though, can you?
No, you can't, because it's just what I need in my life. And I have, you know, I have the mindset to deal with whatever happened in life, whatever scenario I go through, whatever situation, I know I can deal with it.
Yeah. And you got that from SWU, you know, I'm sure.
You know it.
All right, man. Love you, man. I got to finish up, bro.
Too.
I only got a few more minutes. Hey, all my students, they may not be as happy as he sounds, but I would imagine they are. So, but when we do have to put one of our own to rest, you know, we just sit and think of all the goddamn amazing things that whoever passed did. Once we all gone, I'm sure you guys will have things to think about when you get my age and put one of yours to rest, but this shit is just was amazing. From this nigga I'm thinking about, you guys might have heard him, I don't know, the Doobie. From the day this nigga got on, he swore he would not do any less than all he fucking could to be what the hell he wanted to be, and that was a boss. He wanted to be a boss. The nigga had hoes, the nigga was a D-man, he was all that. But what he was Doobie. And he did all that shit he was saying. And you know, he used to say, like we all did, I love this game. And I know when you look at my YouTube page, you think you only need to see the newest couple of videos. But you couldn't be more mistaken. It's like why I reference that is because when you lay somebody down, you know, you just really think about their life. And that nigga Doobie, he used to argue with us. You know, because that nigga say he ain't, you know, claiming. He claimed to be a pimp, but he ain't claiming shit because he'll sell pencils. I'll sit on the corner and sell some chalk. That nigga was a motherfucker. And he had the ability to never take a fall. I mean, maybe, I don't know all about him, but he could have took a fall, but he didn't ever take a fall, you know, and he came up, you know, and you saw him coming up. And as he came up, he never went down. And that's what this life is about. You may have heard me speak on the topic, but in all my videos, there's hidden gems in them about being what and who you want to be. The videos aren't entertainment. And let me repeat with more emphasis, they are not fucking entertainment. I'm a truly blessed man to have been able to witness what I have. what I've actually witnessed is people starting from nothing and becoming it. I remember Big Dave, young motherfucker. He was younger than me. I was Rolls Royce'ing when he was 16 or 17. But all he used to say, nigga, I'm a Rolls Royce too. I'm a Rolls Royce too. That motherfucker been Rolls Royce for the past 15, 20 years. Big living. Hey, 216, what's up?
Bud, what's up? Hey, damn, I hate to cut you off, man, in that sentence. Hey, but how did y'all look at Doobie, though? His contemporary, saying he'll sell pencils and shit. Y'all look at him like the pimpin' still? Or a mess?
Yeah, man, when that nigga said that shit, that meant that he was just a diehard motherfucker finna get mine regardless. Nigga, respect that shit. Nigga, respect that shit, man, because that's what he did. That nigga didn't never go get no job. That nigga didn't never go get no business. He Rolls Royce, and then he bought a newer Rolls Royce mansion, all that shit, man. So I respected that nigga. I went to his funeral.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. 414, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Bud? You can hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Hey, say a girl that's like 17 is talking to you, and she got an ID that says she grown, and she tell you that she grown, and she look grown. My question is, in the game, how can you know for sure whether a bitch is a minor or not?
Well, man, in that instance, you ain't gonna know. So as far as that go, if she sound like a youngster, you can tell. I mean, they ain't gonna be sounding, they can say what they want to say. You already know about hook ID. So I'm saying, if the bitch sound like a youngster, you can tell. Some dudes hear that shit and just overlook it. I didn't. I never had a minor. And I ain't
right.
Saying who niggas that have minors is bad. I know niggas that ran into bitches that was 14 and had a bitch when she 40. So, I mean, what's wrong with that? That's some good shit. This was hoeing all the time. That's just how it goes, bro. Hey, but don't fuck right. with no minors. That's my advice.
Got you. I'll be calling back.
You know it. So, you guys, I see a total respect and awe of the power of the game. And I just live for what I've witnessed. And I have seen the shit I'm talking about. And I went to the only real players ball we had in many, many years. And I'm talking about Doobie's funeral. It was truly a going home for that nigga. I saw pimps, real goddamn pimps, drag niggas, paper hanging niggas, gamblers, D-boys, lawyers, preachers, thieves, players from every corner of the goddamn country. I met and reacquainted myself with this motherfucking real shit. Goddamn it, I see your motherfucking ass, Paul. What's up with you?
Yo, bud, as
what?
Long as I knew you, I done caught more bitches than I can count on my limbs. And I ain't never asked you for your free shit. I don't even know if you still do it. You got the ABPs?
I don't have no free shit no more, man.
Oh, shit.
But I think I had that free shit I was talking about back then, but I don't, you know, that shit's real minor now, man. You don't need that shit.
I figure I didn't. But I was thinking about the aura, man, my aura. I still really don't know what it is, but I've been seeing
that
shit working.
That's why it's confusing you, because you're trying to figure out what it is. The aura ain't nothing but what you exude, your presence. That's all it is. It's your presence. People feel it.
Yeah, got you.
All right, man, let me finish up with this. Okay, so there's, as far as that Doobie's going home, there was just so many motherfuckers there. I was just amazed. And there was only enough tears, at least for me, shed to fill a thimble. I'm a fucking mess at funerals. But I was, just like I was at my mama's funeral, I didn't really cry there either. I was honored to be at Doobie's funeral, I'm telling you. It was a trip. 704, what's up with you? Say what?
Bud, how you doing?
I'm good, bro. What's up with your phone?
Yo, can you hear me better now?
I can hear you, but you come in after you're already talking.
Okay, yeah, it was my headphones. I had to go on speakerphone.
But okay,
calling,
what's up?
I was calling because in one of your tools you mentioned that when you're talking slick to a bride, and as long as she's not saying anything like fuck you or walking away, you pretty much get an action. So I was wondering, like, is that
I ain't never said that, man. I ain't said that.
I mean, that's what I interpreted from what
you misunderstood it, bro. I mean, the only time you get in action is when you get in action. Just because the bitch talking to you don't mean you get in action.
Okay.
What's your question?
Okay. My other question was, when's the next semester for SW? When does the next one start?
April.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Appreciate that.
All right, brother. Okay, you guys. Let me tell you, man, you better get there. It does start in April. Now, any of you guys, you know, today, talking about this 21st century shit, just go right ahead. Keep talking about it. You know, I knew it, but I've been off the scene for a long motherfucking time and had started to believe you soft motherfuckers out there was going to change. You may change. I mean, this shit at one point does soak in. It might take a long time because your skin might be thick. But if I was you, I'd take advantage of Sarge off university. Because, see, it don't. 3 months, and you've been doing what you're doing for years? Shit. Come on, man. These niggas change in 3 months. They change. Become different men. Why? Because they know how. They learn how. It's something you got to learn. You cannot expect to just fall into being proper. You didn't go through it like we did. We had older dudes on the streets, you know, slap the back of our heads if we weren't manning up. I have been reborn with a new belief that this game may last. Every motherfucker who believes in this game and promotes its existence have to show respect for motherfuckers that's about this. Now, if you don't show respect, well, what do that say about you? I mean, I know you had some important business to do. I'm just saying, to take care of or whatever. You know, if you don't want to show your respect, that tells me you have no respect for the game. Therefore, from now on, or after that, I ain't really trying to kick it with you, a non-entity. 404, what's up?
What's going on, bud? It's Earl.
Earl, what's happening?
I just heard you talk about how students who spent 3 months in SWU come out a changed person. I just want to tell you how much I've changed since I left SWU.
Go ahead.
The guy that I was driving trucks for when I first started SWU, he done offered me half of the company and want me to run it for him now.
Hey,
I ain't paid him $1.
Hey, you attribute that to how you represent yourself now, huh?
Exactly. See, he see that leadership in me that he want in himself.
Right.
So he literally ready to just turn the whole company over me and just say, take my company where you would go if it was yours.
Can you fade that?
Say, can I who?
Can you fade it? Can you do it?
Yeah, that ain't nothing.
Well, man, I know you already on it then, huh, Earl?
Yeah, as long as you believe in you, it ain't nothing to bring you out of you.
That's right, brother. I love it, man. Appreciate you, Brother Earl.
All right.
See, things are important, but there is nothing more important than what he said last. You should know you. It ain't hard to show you. Or once you, whatever he said, it was about you. But let me tell you, this is what I preach. It is not about anybody else. It's not about nothing motherfucking else. It's, oh, shit, 336. What's up? 336, what's up? You got your hand up.
Yo, how you doing, Mike?
I'm good, brother. Speak up.
Yeah, I was just wondering, like, what are some tips on how to have, like, interesting, like, conversations?
Developing an arsenal, bro. I teach that you need to come to Sidewalk University. I'm going to tell you one or two things, but it ain't going to help you.
Okay.
First and foremost, you got to know what you want to say. I don't know about you, but I don't, you know, go say some shit that I haven't said to myself in the mirror before. I just don't do that. And what I do, and how I do make my way, is I never change. I always make sure that I know what the fuck I want to say. And even if I change it while I'm talking, just having that mindset about knowing what I'm going to say, I don't get thrown off. And I never say, none of that. I never ask a bitch, you know what I'm saying? I never do that.
Yeah.
Because the bitch know what I'm saying. I ain't saying shit. I want to have to let explain what the fuck I'm talking about. You know, if you know what I'm saying, you sharp as me, bitch. That's impossible. So, you know, I think like this. That's what, you know, keep me fresh and knowing what to say.
Right. Well, listen, my next question.
Go ahead.
I got a situation where I know this chick, and she a hoe. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get in a position to where I can kind of like be her pimp and like get some money out of this.
Hey,
situation.
Wait, man. I can't tell you about how to be no pimp, man. If you ain't got pimping in you ain't got pimping in you. You ain't gonna know what to do with the bitch after I didn't tell you what to do. So what a real nigga do is go fuck with the bitch and get some questions. And then get at a nigga about some real life situations instead of some what if possible. You don't sound like you got pimping in. You don't sound like you got pimping in you at all. You a soft motherfucker, man. I could tell that by the way you talk.
All right, so...
I can tell, man, you're going to get ran over if you try to get in the streets with a bitch. Somebody going to take the bitch.
Like physically or?
Yeah, physically, because the way you talking, you soft. You don't sound like
a big guy. Yeah, but I'm a big guy, though. Yeah, but I'm a big guy, though.
What that got to do with the price of tea?
I mean, it got a lot to do with it.
Listen, man. If you wasn't soft, you would have said it. Just by you trying to talk past me saying you soft, I know you just a big old soft motherfucker. You probably can't fight. You might can. I don't know. But I'm saying you soft, brother. So you may as well forget that shit. That bitch ain't going to pay you no way. Get you some pussy and leave
so
a bitch alone.
This.
What?
Hold on. Let me ask you this. So you subscribe to Gorilla Pimping?
No.
So
that's what you're saying
I got to be
no.
is a Gorilla Pimp.
No, I'm not. See, you a punk, man. How you going to hear what I'm saying as me being a gorilla? You talking soft.
Because you saying I'm soft and I got to be
Hey, bro, listen. I'm saying you soft because you talking soft. I'm saying you soft because on the motherfucking street a nigga gonna slap you talking like that. Nigga can't wait to see your bitch. He gonna go over there and take her. And you ain't gonna do shit. I already know it. Listen to your motherfucking ass. You ain't
okay,
saying shit now. You ain't saying shit. Oh, I know you're being respectful. I know you're being respectful. Fuck that. You can't let no motherfucker tell you the shit I'm telling you, and you ain't it.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you on the phone, but
I just
wanted to know, like, is
there a
way to,
like,
navigate that situation?
I gave you the answer.
All right. So what about tools? What about the tools?
What about what tools?
You doing any specials on the tools at all? Or
I got big specials going on, bro. You know, check my doggone site, RosebudTheAuthor.com. I got a lot of specials. I got a lot of deals. I got a lot of packs. I got 28 new tools besides the 66 tools I already have. So you can go on there and get a lot of shit, and probably the shit you want to know, I got a tool for. But what I'm saying, bro, which you totally misunderstood, you can't have a nice guy approach. You ain't got to be no gorilla, but you can't be no punk.
Okay.
People judge you. They judge you by how you sound, what you say, and your demeanor after they check you.
Right.
You better take that shit to heart, brother, because you'll get hurt out there in the streets fucking around. Don't nobody care how big you is.
No. But listen, check this out. Check this out, though. I'm a big guy, right? I do martial arts, right? So with that being said, I know how to handle myself physically. My thing is, I'm trying to move the bitch with words and not drugs or not.
Hey, bro,
you know,
bro, if you pay attention to me, pimping is with words. It ain't got nothing to do with violence. And you're in that bullshit gorilla shit. You be reading, man. All that shit will get you game. Talking about some gorilla shit. You a gorilla motherfucker beat a bitch ass to make her do whatever the fuck. You can't gorilla another nigga because you're beating his ass. You just beating that nigga's ass with your good martial art having ass. I don't even believe you know martial art. Be cool, Mr. Khan. Be cool, Mr. Khan. That's the only thing about martial arts you might know. You maybe that's why you cool, calm, and collected. Talking about pimping. You funny, man. You funny, bro.
I'm calm, man. I'm 100% bike force, man.
Hey, okay, bro. I believe you. Hey, I don't believe nothing that nigga's saying. And he might be a martial artist. Who gives a fuck? I'm one of them niggas. So, listen. You gotta understand. A lot of you think that I think this information in my course is new. I don't think that shit because it's not new. It's just explained. It's been around since the beginning of time, but it was lost. What I have that's new is an effective way of how to reclaim your confidence as a man. What's new is that it works. You'll hear stuff from me that you'll swear you can use, and when it comes time to use it, you won't. Because you don't have the confidence to put yourself out there. You can hear it. It sounds good, but that's all it is to you. I use everything I say every day. I have what you want in the form of eloquent words of wisdom, fully available to you. I don't think it could be any clearer. Your life is not in some woman's hand. Your life is in your hands, and where you want to go with it is between you and God. Not one woman will make your life any easier or more complete. Women can enhance your well-being in many ways, but none of them will complete you. What's missing can be found if and only if you look in the right places for it. a couple of years ago, I spent a day at Magic Johnson's park. You know, they had these rides for peace and shit. And all the local car clubs, bike clubs, motorcycle clubs, I mean, anything on wheels had clubs. And I'm telling you, it was just a fucking beautiful thing to see. It was like 200 motorcycles. Every one of them flies a motherfucker. They had a Corvette club. They had a 64 and 63 Chevy club. And not one of them was not fixed up. Man, I like shit like that is what I'm saying. Shit for the community. You know, shit where ain't no bullshit jumping off, just every motherfucking body being black. That shit was cool. So I'm going to say, I'm going to tell you this. There's a train coming, and I'm scheduled to be on it. I can only bring one thing with me, and I won't ever be back. If I get on this train, all the things I know will change, and my integrity will be even more valuable. Now, I've been waiting for this train for a pretty good while, and I'm getting a little nervous about getting on it. I decided to bring, as my one thing with me, I decided to bring my desire to win. And I'm waiting. Now, given the fact that I can never return to where I am now, this fucking shit is scary. Oh, fuck, I hear that whistle blowing in the distance. And I only have a couple of minutes to really make up my mind. I can see that headlight, and now this train is up on me. Damn it. I'm getting on it. It's not often the train to success stops off at your feet and offers you a ride. I'd be silly not to accept, don't you think? From the very beginning of motherfucking time, people always wanted to get from one point to another, especially when it comes to their success level. I want that and more. I ignore people and do what I think I'm supposed to do. And in the end, it'll all come out in the 33rd. Because that train to success, it stops at your feet maybe several times. But why would you wait for another one? When there's one right here, right now, that you can get on. I'm out. Yeah, baby.